Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. Hey, bitches.
Hello, there.
Hello.
Hi, bitch.
All right, here we go. There's Froggy and there's Scotty B and there's Scary. There's Gandhi. Welcome back, Gandhi. We missed you Friday, even though we didn't have a podcast.
Hello. I missed you guys, too. It's nice
to see
your
Nate.
Faces.
There's our birthday girl, Danielle. Happy birthday.
Hi.
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank you.
There's Garrett, and there's Brody in the den.
Thumbs up.
I feel like I'm like, and also starring Al Pacino as the killer, like as the final credit.
No, I always give you, like, I don't know, I always leave you last on the credits.
Yeah, I'm good with that. It's like I get my own, like, last billing. It's good.
A lot of times, last billing is the most important, people.
Yeah,
know.
That is true.
I know.
So what are we talking about on this? I dropped something. What are we doing?
Well, we have so many ideas.
I'm shocked that something that Froggy said, that he says he said it before on the show, but I never heard him say it. So to me, my mouth dropped open today. That when he was dating Lisa, he had cheated on her.
No,
and
I wasn't
busted.
Cheating.
Oh, you almost cheated. You almost cheated.
Well, how do you get busted if you're not cheating? Then you're not busted.
So she had asked me if I was talking to somebody, and I said no. And she'd asked me a couple times, and I said no. But I was. So what she waited was, she was very slick. I will say the way she did it was perfect. So she waited for a couple days and kept seeing the phone number in my phone that was under somebody else's name. And she waited and waited. And then one night in the middle of the night, I got up to go to the bathroom. And I noticed my phone wasn't laying on the counter charging. And so I was kind of looking around, and she said, "You looking for this?" And I said, it was in the middle of the night. I said, "Yeah." She opened up my phone. It was a flip phone. That's how long ago this was. And she said, whose number is that? And it was caught. Right? It was 1:30 in the morning. I was like, blah, blah. I couldn't know what to say. It was like, she's like, do yourself a favor. Say nothing. I've already spoken to her. My phone was supposed to flip this way. She bent it back the other way, bent my phone in half and snapped it into two pieces. And she handed it to me. And she told me that I should probably get my things and go find somewhere else to live for a little while.
Wow.
So I did.
And then how did you finally like get her back?
Well, because
like,
I told her that I had never seen this person. It was an ex-girlfriend. We were talking, but I called the ex-girlfriend. I'm like, what did you tell her? And she said, I told her that we were talking. I said, well, you need to let her know we've never seen each other. We've never made a plan to see each other. And so she finally understood. And I eventually was able to let her know that I was sorry. And I have never spoken to that girl again. And I never planned to.
Now,
so you're saying you were not cheating. So therefore, you were not snagged.
Lisa thought I was emotionally connected to this person by talking to them, and therefore that I had told her that I wasn't, so I was lying to her. That's what she was about.
You did get caught lying.
I have a question.
The birthday girl has a question. Yes.
If you weren't busted, do you think things would have progressed?
No, I never did want to see her. I enjoyed just having conversations with her, but I did not want to see her. But in my mind, I told myself that, well, I'm just talking to her. It's not cheating. It's not a big deal. Mm. But anytime you tell your significant other that you're not doing something because you know they don't want you doing it, you should not be doing it. And that's what I learned from that example.
Or you tell them what you're doing is totally fine and they're overboard in thinking there's something wrong.
Right.
Seriously.
I didn't go that route.
You should be allowed to have a friendship.
It was an ex-girlfriend, though. There was no reason for me to be having a relationship. There was no reason for me to be having a talk with her. There was no reason.
You're a scumbag.
No, I'm not a scumbag. No, I'm not.
At least he learned. He learned.
I learned.
I hate this camera.
I learned a lesson. But hold on a bright side, guess what? Say, Elvis, this weekend, Caden and I were on the golf course, and I'm about to hit a shot, and this piece of paper blows by. And I'm like, what the? So I turn around, I look on the ground, and I think it's fake. There's a $100 bill on the ground. And I'm like,
no way.
Where the fuck did that come from? So I hit, and I start looking around again, and another guy pulls up. He goes, hey, look what I just found. He found two of them. There was $100 bills blowing around the golf course.
Making it rain.
I have no idea where they came from, but I still kept it.
Where the fuck is my $100 bill?
Right.
I lost one, too. Well, you know what? Did you at least do the fake look around to see if anyone's looking for it?
Yes, I did. While also looking for more blowing around. While the people that were behind us waiting to play, they're like, hurry up. They're screaming with their hands in the air. And I'm like, dude, we're looking for cash. I thought we were looking for golf balls.
It was a Wendy Cashnado.
Right. It was very nice.
Imagine if you're the person, though, that lost it. That sucks.
So
that person doesn't
in the same lane as Froggies got caught, Gandhi was saying, well, I got caught shoplifting.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this was, what, like a week ago?
No. No, I was younger. But the worst part, it was my dad's birthday, and we had gone to JCPenney, to just do some shopping, and I found him a tie, which I paid for, but at the same time, I found a bunch of, like, costume jewelry, and I thought they were really pretty rings, so I was like, oh, I'll just go ahead and take these, and really? I stuffed them in the, yeah, I put them in the same bag with the tie that I had paid for, thinking, because I paid for the tie, no one's going to think I stole something, except they had those plainclothes security guards walking around.
Oh, no.
Watched me do the whole thing, start to finish. So we walk out of the store, and he said, excuse me, can I look in your bag? And my mom was like, oh, of course, sure. Oh, man, I've never been in so much trouble. They busted me. I was with my friend. They take you back into a little room. They empty out all the contents of the bag, and then they give you an estimate of how much you have stolen, and it was a lot because it took a lot of the rings.
How much?
I mean, it was over $500 because they said this could be a felony. I know. And I got in so much trouble.
But
I
what had was the to actual do... retail price of the added up jewelry?
I don't know the actual price. They just said it was over $500.
Wow.
So then I had to go to juvenile court, and I had to spend weekends going to juvie, and I had to be on house arrest. And I think my parents extended it longer than it should have been to teach me a lesson. My dad was like, go ahead, lock her up, put her in jail. They don't give me this kind of stuff for my birthday. I know. Totally should have.
Well, other
never
than Danielle
again.
And Gandhi, anyone else here stolen from a store?
I've stolen from a store.
No.
I did.
Why is everyone raising their hand.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid and I wasn't allowed to have sugar, so I wanted one of those bubblegum cigars. Remember those bubblegum cigars that the powder came out at the end? So my mom actually caught me putting it into my purse. And she came over to me and she dragged me out by my ear and she's like, "Are you stealing?" She was screaming at me. And she's like, "I should turn you over to the security guards right now." She, thankfully, she didn't. But she scared the shit out of me. And then she said, "You're allowed to have sugar." Because she said, "If this what not having sugar does to you, have the sugar."
So, it turns you into a juvenile delinquent.
Right, exactly. Have the sugar.
Yeah, I stole. So when I was a very young child, my dad owned like some little country store in like the middle of nowhere in North Carolina. And so I was always go there and just take what I wanted and leave. My dad owned the store. So I went to a convenience store with my mom to another store. But my dad didn't own this one. So I just grabbed a bunch of shit and walked back to the car. We get in the car. My mom's like, "Where'd all that come from?" I'm like, "I got it in the store." "You didn't pay for that?" I'm like, "No." We had to go back in the store and explain to the lady behind the register that he didn't understand.
You see, stories like that, if you're a little kid, you just don't fully understand. Like, I think I took a piece of candy once and my mom made me take it back in.
Yeah.
But Gandhi, I mean, you were a teenager probably when that happened, right?
I was 11. I was close enough. Way too old to do it.
But 11 is pretty young. But I just can't imagine, and I know maybe we have some people watching this right now who have taken things of late for whatever reason. I just can't imagine, like, looking around. I would have a heart attack. Ugh. I would look, oh my God,
yep.
If I get caught. I actually was in a store. I didn't tell you guys this. I usually tell you everything. I was in a store, about a week ago out in New Jersey, right? And I walked in, and I didn't find what I wanted, and I walked out. And you know when you do that, you're thinking, I wonder if they think I stole something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A lady actually stopped me. She said, "Did I see you take something over there?" It was a drugstore. She said, Did you take something from the hair care product area?" I said, "No, you didn't have what I was looking for." And she said, "Well, it looked like you did take something." I said, "Well, I picked up a product. It wasn't what I wanted it to be, and I put it back." And she looked at me. There was silence. I had silence. And we both kind of blinked. And I said to her, I started smiling like this. I said, "If you want to check my pockets, I'll be very happy to do that. But just understand, you're not going to find anything. And it's going to get embarrassing. I know you're just doing your job. But I'm just telling you right now, I didn't take anything from your store." And she looked at me. She said, "You can be on your way." And I went, "Goodbye." And as I walked out, I'm thinking, I should have emptied my pockets anyway just to prove to her.
Yeah,
that I didn't.
Yeah,
but no, she thought I was stealing hair care products.
Wow. Have you ever been there when someone has gotten busted for stealing? Yeah. Oh, yes. Man. Oh, in one of like a big department store, they do these things where they put like tinfoil or something in the shopping bags and stuff, and it doesn't like register or something when they go through. And they, I don't know, it's so crazy what they come up with, the craziest ways of trying not to get caught.
I was at Abercrombie. Don't ask me why.
Get your cargo shorts. Find your cargo shorts.
There was a bunch of ruckus in the corner of the store, and then all of a sudden the gates went down, and the person tried to slip under the gate as it was going down, and they dragged him back in by the feet.
They like put the gates down?
Yes, we were locked in the store. They put the gates down. It was out of control.
Oh, see, that could turn into a dangerous situation. What's up, Brody?
Yes.
Well, you know, I used to work in retail, and so I caught a lot of people shoplifting to the point where they put me in charge of, you know, reporting people and the mall security guards, you know, I had them on speed dial. And Danielle's right. You would double line shopping bags with some kind of either duct tape or tinfoil that would keep the sensors from working. And one day we had a giant table by Garden State Plaza Mall has had two entrances to the store. They had taken over two storefronts and the other entrance had a blind spot. And this one girl who was shoplifting took her arm and shoved the entire table into a couple of giant bags that she and her friend had.
Wow.
Took the whoop, swoop. And I just happened to be looking at the time and at an angle, and I caught her, and I had security go after her. But yeah, people are brazen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One woman, she was in the fitting room, and she was in the middle door where I knew there was a big space you could see in. And so we were kind of suspicious of her to begin with, and we watched her go in with a ton of stuff, and we saw her putting it in her bag and then putting it on herself, and then she walked out with a bag full of it and like 10 layers of clothing on. And right. I said,
she looked thicker on the way out.
Yeah. You can't say anything until she walks out, because otherwise she could just say she's trying it on. So the minute she walked out, I went after her and I said, "Excuse me, do you want to pay for all the clothing you're wearing and in your bag? I don't know what you're talking about." I said, well, you were in fitting room two, and we could see right in. I saw you do it. And so security came, and they dragged her ass off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm surprised that, I don't know how it works, but, you know, the self-checkout at grocery stores, I just, you know, you just know that if only through mistake, people are walking out with stuff they haven't paid for.
Sure. Hey, oh, for sure they are. Yeah.
They got to be saving more on labor than what they probably lose in unwrung merchandise.
Yeah,
if you want to hear something really tacky and classless.
We do, Scary.
I go to Scary.
And I know, for me,
it will be.
I was a caterer at a wedding hall years ago, and we had these fancy black stem glasses for the water glasses, and at the end of the night the only thing left on the table are water glasses. So we noticed that as the music was about to end, they were playing like Last Dance or some stupid thing, whatever. We noticed that one table had no water glasses on it. So we're like, someone stole the water glasses off this table because we didn't bust the table yet. So we would start checking people, and this drunk woman, as she's walking out, had two shopping bags, and you hear the clanking of the glasses in the shopping bag, and she was hammered.
She had her own set.
But here's the best part. We confiscate the glasses from her because she was trying to walk out with the glasses. Where did all the water go? Because those water glasses were full. We look under the table. She had taken every glass, emptied it under the table, and threw all the fucking water. And there was a big puddle of water under the table.
Oh, see.
Oh, what a turd.
I'd be more mad at that than taking those tacky black stem glasses.
We got our glasses back, though.
Yeah. I will say, some of the most satisfying videos right now are watching the Dine and Dashers get roped in Miami when the staff goes running after them. Yep. First of all, everyone in Miami works out. You're not going to outrun them. And they are ready for this. It's so funny to me. I'm like, yeah, get it.
Are you talking about the one that came out this past weekend?
Well, there was one where... I think one where a guy was running out with a fanny pack right across his chest. He tried to dine and dash. The entire staff went after him, tackled him, and they grabbed him by the fanny pack around his neck. Then there was another one of a guy sitting at a table in South Beach. He tried to leave, and he was sort of portly. So everybody was like, that guy was never going to make it out. What an idiot.
Sort of portly.
Yeah, a little bit.
You watch the video from Spring Break South Beach. So the one I saw, the staff of the restaurant chased this guy down. And they were taking it. They finally got him, and the crowd started applauding. And all these women started twerking in the middle of the street.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the most entertaining thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like so many different shows going on. Twerking and dieting and dashing. And
there's like a little bit of The Real Housewives, a little bit of Cops, and a little bit of some stripper show. Oh, it's amazing.
Exactly.
I'm glad I'm not there at the moment.
When I worked at Consumers, which this is not about stealing, but we would take back anything. This was like before Amazon. It was like one of those catalog companies where you'd come in, open the catalog, order from the catalog, and it would come back from the back on the conveyor belt, and we'd give it to you. So we used to take anything back, and this one person came in with a baby potty, like a training toilet, and it had poop in it.
Oh, God.
And they tried to return it. And I was like, I can't take this back. You didn't even clean it out. You said you'd take back anything, blah, blah, blah. Like,
what
and they had a
sloppy
fight with us.
Person that would do that.
It was gross. So disgusting. It was probably the most disgusting thing that someone ever tried to return. It was so gross. So gross.
Well, this is getting gross now. but you know what? It's your birthday. You've got a free pass.
Oh, thanks.
Yay! Tomorrow, though.
Yeah, forget it. Tomorrow, it's all so, bets are off.
I hope you enjoyed your birthday at the beginning. I mean, you still have a whole day to celebrate. You're having lunch with friends.
I'm having lunch with friends, and I'm supposed to go for a bike ride with the husband. And, of course, we have stuff for tonight, and there's some soccer. So it's going to be a good day. I'm excited.
Very good. Well, okay, so we've talked about stealing things and shit in baby toilets.
I like that no matter what the conversation is, it always comes back to poop. Yep. At some point,
why
we will
we
bring it
that?
Full circle to the
Sorry,
poop.
Sorry, that was me today.
Jesus. All right. Garrett, you've been so quiet. So you have the last thoughts for the show. What do you have?
I sent Scotty a video pertaining to all that
You're
we
such
just
a
ended
dick.
On.
I didn't want to see that before I went to bed.
What?
Oh, well, I'm glad I didn't respond back to that text now, Garrett. Thank you. I was sleeping, but I'm glad I was.
What was this video?
What are you talking about?
No, Garrett sends me a text last night, and I was already in bed, and it says, are you in the mood to be grossed out? But I didn't see it until this morning. I guess I'm glad I didn't respond.
What?
I'll send everybody the video now. Okay?
Oh, great.
Well, I know, there are people watching this wondering what you're talking about.
So over the weekend, remember Steve-O?
Is it about poop?
Yes.
Is it about poop?
But I'm not going to explain what the video
violent
is.
Violent poop.
Steve-O did a comedy show, and he met a fan who showed him a video that intrigued him, and they finally met. So Steve-O showed the video on his Instagram, and I passed it along to Scotty.
Okay.
So I will pass it along to you guys.
So now all
it.
The investigators out there will find a way to look at it. Okay,
exactly.
Great. Thank you.
Oh my so God.
I didn't show it. I didn't show
I'm so
it.
Happy you boys are sending fecal matter videos to each other.
I don't want
to
see that.
I'm
all
sending
right,
it now.
We're done. Happy we're done. Monday. Happy birthday, Danielle.
Thank
we love you.
You.
Happy birthday,
Danielle.
Thank
you.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Danielle.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
You. Oh, sorry.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.